This is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870.
All right, it's Wrench Nation, Steve and Frank on 88.7 The Pulse. 480-655-8870 is our phone number. Time for another great show.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Baby, look what I got for us here on the Wrench Nation. I got us
It's an emoji ball.
It's an emoji ball, but more importantly, it's an anti-stress ball.
Catch that. I like to squeeze those.
Today is one of them days, man, where it just feels like we need to squeeze some anti-stress balls.
You know, I haven't been outside in a while. Is it still humid?
You don't know. It was actually not only super humid.
Yeah.
I walked into my truck with my glasses on, and immediately a layer of fog on the glasses.
Oh, that happens when it's like
this. Yeah, when it's humid. Yeah, so but dig this. There's a story behind the balls. We want to thank everybody.
Smiley ball.
Wrench Nation, all of our listeners. And what I did is I bought Steve this little stress ball. Trust me, he's going to pass it to
me. I'll play with it all damn day.
So I'm walking. I won't mention where I was at today before I purchased that. Uh-huh. They were cheap, right?
Okay.
There's a guy trying to sell me drugs.
Really?
Yeah. Did you buy something? The guy's trying to sell me drunk. No. Oh, man.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm already whacked. You know that. But
I'm natural high. So
yeah.
There you go.
So I walk back out and he's still pitching me to buy whatever he's selling. And I threw the ball at him. I threw the stress ball. I said, brother, have a good day. Squeeze the ball.
Exactly.
And he's still, I said, listen, I just gave you something. Say thank you. And he said, thank you. But anyway, that's my little
drug. Thank you for the ball. Buy some heroin, please.
Drug thing. Oh, man. We got a great show today.
People always try to sell me mixtapes.
I know.
And you know what I say?
What is up with
that? I teach music business here. Yeah. I want to tell you one thing. Right. If you got a mixtape, you want to give me a candy bar with a website on it so I can go and download it for free.
Yeah.
Because if you're charging people, guess what? You're not going to make a living selling your mixtape.
Well, everybody's got something.
And more people are likely to do it. You do something nice, give them a little piece of candy with a little thing on it.
How many? It'd be interesting to know here on Wrench Nation as we're car care, car talk. But, you know, we talk culture all the time.
Right.
It would be interesting to know who the heck has made some money selling mixtapes out of the back of their truck?
Well, if making Who's 60 bucks is going to be fine, but you're probably better off going to get an actual job. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send out two students this year.
All right.
With their mixtape. I'm going to send one with a promotional idea, like a little piece of candy and a little thing about website.
All right.
I'm going to send one trying to sell their mixtape. And I'm going to see who gets more listens and downloads.
All right. Well, you're doing a little study.
Yeah, we'll do a study.
A little study
We'll do a study.
Well, thank you guys for joining us, Wrench Nation. Steve and I, we've got a great show. And
we
talk
do.
About students. We've got, Tyler has been working with us at the
I hope
garage.
He can get in because they locked the doors at 4 o'clock.
Well, hopefully he'll be, we'll figure that out.
Us.
Tyler's an EVIT graduate and he's been just awesome. So he's going to come on the show here in a little bit. And Steve, this past weekend was
what happened to your door on your garage? Did you talk about this last week on the show? No.
Yeah. So everyone knows, and we thank our YouTube
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we do Facebook Live, the Inside the Garage series. Try to give a bit of, insight to what we've got going on in the garage. So I get a phone call, people. The alarm company, and I've had this last 20 years. So, you own a business, you get an alarm call, some are false, some are legit. The thing is, they didn't tell me what the alarm call was for. They just said, get down there, Chandler PD, you need to get down there as fast as you can. So I'm racing down to my garage, and I'm thinking, was there a homicide happening? So I get to the garage, and of course, Chandler PD, wonderful department. In fact, we do a lot of work with Chandler PD. They're rock stars. I talked to the officer, and guess what happened?
What?
We had a vehicle after hours dropped off by a tow truck.
Okay, sure. I've done that before.
The vehicle had no brakes.
Oh.
Supposedly. We're still investigating.
Yeah, but if
this.
It was an.
So he got in it. The tow truck was on an angle, dropping this
He got
vehicle.
In the car.
He got in the car.
Oh.
He let the vehicle go, thinking, I got brakes.
Yeah.
Brakes were not happening.
Right.
And that car went right through the garage door and busted the whole thing. So we went on and shared with the world. First time ever something goofy like that has happened. So that was our little thing. It could have been worse. Somebody could have got hurt. Nobody got hurt. Thank God for that.
That's the most important thing.
It is. So, you know, that was our little bit, and we've been busy. It's been very hot in the garage. I'm really just challenged with trying to cool it down.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, yeah. Do you have swamp coolers?
Of course.
And that's this time of year, it's like
the humidity kills it. Yeah. We know this in our, you know, here in the valley. It's tough. So
you should get some Freon and spray it at people.
We're gonna probably come up with somebody to stop by with a little ice cube bag and, you know, sort of. You know, get their foreheads, and I'm just trying to figure out a way.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
I tell you what, because I do a lot of events in the summertime, like 4th of July in Fountain Hills.
Right.
And it's 110 degrees, and I'm telling you, and I don't know if you haven't tried it, but get a cooler of ice.
Right.
And get some towels, or get a, I'm sure you have a freezer.
We do. Trust me, these
guys.
Put
the towels around your necks, it helps.
Yeah. We got flashlights that emanate Freon and cool. I mean, you name it, we've tried it.
Yes, exactly.
That's a little off key. Exactly. But here we are on the Wrench Nation Show. We want to thank all of our listeners. You guys rock for hanging with us on show 24. Can you believe it, man? 24.
It's awesome.
Weeks at it. And you guys know
it's two dozens of shows.
It is. So we've got a car quiz. We try to test your knowledge. Your car knowledge, people. So,
if you want to be the one who takes the car quiz and wins gift cards, we've got elite restaurant 6-month memberships. We've got cobblestone auto spa cards, and we've got Disney cards. We need more cards.
Well, I've got two more.
Okay,
I've got two more.
What do we got?
I've got to bring them out. I've got a $25 gift certificate to the Olive Garden.
Okay,
treat
Olive
yourself
Garden,
with
great.
Some good pasta.
Oh yeah,
and then I think I have a Toys R Us another $25.
Awesome.
You know, the gig is this: we love you guys tuning in every Wednesday at 4:00. You know. Our goal here is to empower you guys with car care, the knowledge behind it. We're not totally the how to fix it kind of thing. We're going to talk about that. That's part of the show topic. But we really are passionate about helping you guys out. You can call in 480-655-8870 with any of your car questions or conundrums.
Or if you want to take the car quiz.
Yeah, the car quiz.
That's our contest.
And I understand we got some new car quiz music, Steve.
We do. I'll get that out in the next segment there. All right, so what about today's show? What are we talking about?
Well, today is, you know, I had to think on this because YouTube, everyone knows the internet's popular.
Yep.
Right? We're going to YouTube to find out how to.
Sure.
And the thing is, we get there on the how to of our automotive repair. And sometimes it's not as easy as it looks. So today's show, we're really diving in to those 5 car repairs you really, really should not attempt on your own to save $50.
I know I'm going to be guilty of some of
could
these.
Could cost you buku money. And perhaps if you guys are listening out there, if you had a repair that you tried on your own and the experience didn't go well, you know, call in. So we're going to cover those 5 repairs that really, really you don't want to attempt.
Yeah, if you're a person...
Right.
Who tried to fix something.
Yeah.
And then you went, it just broke something else and cost you a lot more money. Please call us, 480-655-8870. Share your story and we'll give you a gift card, okay?
It's as simple
as
that.
Your choice, 480-655-8870.
So we've got some shout outs.
All right.
We've got, of course, you guys can find us on Twitter, at Wrench Nation. You can find us on Facebook. We'd love you guys to stop by our Facebook if you've got any car questions. Off the radio show, bam, head over to Facebook where we've got the
shout music.
Little shout. Look at us go. A little shout out music. We love it. Yeah. All right. If you're driving, you know you gotta raise your hand up in the air. We want to give the shout outs. Get on over to our Facebook if you got any questions. But we've got the Neighborhood Automotive Repair Professionals, Steve. They're
okay.
A group of rock star automotive garages throughout the valley. And I got to tell you, this month...
What are they called?
NARPRO. N-A-R-P-R-O. You can go to narpro.com.
Okay.
A group of automotive service facilities. They're doing right by their communities. And for the month of August, they're doing a brake campaign. This may sound too good to be true, but they've partnered up with a bunch of vendors here locally. And you can have the brake pads... Complimentary, people, listen to this for free. Visit narpro.com. You pay the labor, the inspection is free. And so this is a way that NARPRO has given back to their community. They've teamed up to their vendors. Free brake pads out at narpro.com. Visit those garages in your neighborhood. They're all over the valley. So we want to give a shout out to NARPRO, those neighborhood auto repair facilities, and free brake pads, man, for the month of August.
Wow, that's awesome.
Month of August is Brake Safety Awareness Month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, you got to be aware. So if you've got a brake squeak or, you know, they'll start off with the brake inspection, which is complimentary. as long as it's not major electrical, right? Electrical means X-ray equipment comes out. It's right. a bit more intense. But if you got a brake squeak or perhaps you got a pulsation at cruising speeds, check out NARPRO, NARPRO.com, N-A-R-P-R-O.com. Check that out on their website.
And let me ask you this. You are going to serve on a national committee now?
Well, yeah. So
tell us what happened. You're already the president of the Automotive Service Association's Phoenix chapter.
Right. What is that? What does that mean?
Yeah,
it just means it's a collective of automotive garages.
Okay.
Really working hard, not only to do right in their communities, right. but to do right within their organizations. You know, running a small business is, you got to be a little wacky
sure
at times.
Yeah.
So the Automotive Service Association is a national group. I have been president of the Phoenix chapter here locally. And, you know, we have our roundtables. We get together. It's all about how can we be better?
Right.
How can we share those experiences? Well, recently I accepted the Mechanical Operations Committee National. Now, I don't want to get all fancy and everything. Yeah. All that means is that we're working on a national level to try and help these garages. We're talking about 7,000 garages.
Wow.
It's and of course, we got a big expo, a big industry event in Anaheim. Sure. So look, I participate the best I can. It's one thing to help consumers because I'm passionate about that, but it's behind the scenes helping out fellow shop owners.
Yep.
And I take a lot of pride.
Well, people like Greg Buckley who call us all
absolutely.
The time.
Greg is a spirit. He's a pioneer in the Midwest and back East. And so that's what you got with the Automotive Service Association. If you're interested, ASAAZ.org, you can find some great family-run businesses. We need this in our communities, man.
You know, small businesses are the lifeblood of the economy. It really is.
Yes, it is. So there you have it. That's a little spiel. And today we're talking about the 5 car repairs. Man, you really should not even attempt. Don't even think about drinking a 6-pack and saying, oh, yeah.
I shouldn't even attempt to replace the toilet in my house.
Well, there's some things. Yeah, I hear you. I try to. You know, it's funny. My AC unit at my house, I'm having a tough time with, you know, and I won't mention the name, but it's a brand manufacturer. And it seems like every month there's something going on. But I felt good because the last time we had a problem, Frank crawled up at 138 degree weather, up on the roof, and I got a little more hot garden hose.
Yeah.
And I de-iced it. I was trying to, you know, I told my wife, so listen, we can't keep the AC at 68.
No.
It's going to freeze.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we ain't getting that. Arizona, sure. You ain't getting 68. No, not in your home.
No, because I try to get my house when it gets really hot at 76 and it's running all day.
And we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a couple fans, call it good.
Yeah.
You grab your dogs and.
All right, we need somebody to play the car quiz with us. 480-655-8870. Call now. 480-655-8870. Yes, we have prizes. We have gift cards for you. You choose your gift card. 480-655-8870. Got a little car music.
Papa said,
Hot Rod Lincoln. Wrench Nation coming up next. It's a remake, but we'll take it here on The Pulse.
That's it.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
All right, I'd love to have a person or two call right now at 480-655-8870 and play the car quiz with us. We'll test your car knowledge. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Make it. I want somebody who's never called the radio station before in their life to call at 480-655-8870. We got Olive Garden. We got the
Disney.
Car Cobblestar.
We've got
Disney. Toys R Us.
An array of smorgasbord because our listeners deserve
that's
that.
That's right. So let's get somebody now lined up. 480-655-8870. Call now to play the car quiz. Lou, we got a special guest in here today.
We do. I told you we're really, really, actually I'm honored, man, to work with this kid.
Yeah.
All right. And Tyler's coming along way. Tyler Torres is on the show today.
Now, Tyler used to be an EVIT student, right?
I got to apologize to our YouTube viewers. He's out of view. But Tyler, come around. We got to give some love.
Smile to the YouTube. Come over here first. Just
you
get
up,
get by the chair. There you go.
There you go. So,
there's
but
Tyler,
all
there
you listening, you guys know that.
Eligible bachelor, you got a girlfriend.
girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe so. Someday.
Tyler Torres is an automotive student out of EVIT. And we hired him. Tyler interviewed very well.
And you haven't fired him yet, so this is a good sign.
No, man. He's growing with us. He's just amazing. Great attitude. And he's been with us. How long have you been with us now?
7 months?
Yeah.
Time flies. Seven months.
I think we had him in the first couple weeks that we had the shows here.
So I always said, you know, Tyler, we're going to track your progress, bring you on the show, because look, man, your story, and don't let it get to your head. His story is inspiring.
Well, I want
to
hear the next chapter.
So the next chapter, hand bump, baby. The next chapter, Tyler just got his first training certificate outside of EBIT because we're ongoing training. Most good garages are going to continue training their technicians.
So I
got to
ask you a question. Do you pay for that?
Yeah, of course we do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, we do. And this was sponsored by...
Because I know, like, I work here at EBIT. We pay for our own training.
Well, we try. We try. We do cover it. And Tyler just got his certificate. Did you take fuel trim? What were the classes?
Yeah, fuel trim is the one I took.
Right. So fuel trim is basically the art and science.
What does fuel trim mean?
Well, fuel trim has to do with airfuel management.
Okay.
And understanding how the engine, via computer and electronics, control area network. I mean, there's all kinds of complicated portions of that, of how that computer delivers fuel. And so this course basically says, this is, as a technician, how I can view what's causing the lack of fuel or, you know, too much fuel. So it's just, I'm just proud of Tyler because he took the course, he passed, and that, Tyler, let's get a round of applause. Tyler hangs his first training certificate up on the wall, man. Woo! Hand bump.
Yay! So
we got a lot of students listening to this show. They may not be automotive students, but tell us your experience through that class. You know, out of EVIT, you took your first training class. What'd you think?
Oh, it was inspiring. It really was. I mean, to know that people are so, like, in depth with what they do, and
so
everyone there was passionate about it. You
right,
know?
Right. So people wanted to be there.
Yeah, engaged, you know.
Right. And so did you, I mean, as far as classes go, we know, and if you're listening, you've been to a class, sometimes you go to that class and you're like, oh, I just got to get through it. You're saying that the people in the class, not only were they involved and participated, but it sounds like they were helping each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. That's a spirit.
So how many people were in the class?
Maybe 20.
You have 20? All ages or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so, I mean, where was the class given? Like, is that a
Well, it was at our training expo. The Automotive Service Association is a big training expo, and there's heavyweights, trainers brought in from all over the country. And, of course, our whole team goes, whether it be for management classes, whether it be for, you know, client, customer service type classes.
That's awesome.
And then the technical side. So I just think it's important. If you guys are currently EVIT students in the automotive program, let me tell you something. There is a whole world of goodness in the, whether it be aftermarket or the new car dealer, because remember, your training doesn't stop.
And
it
you know
can't.
What? They're looking for good people who they care are. And they love do. To do what they do.
So,
like Tyler, this is what you wanted to do since how long, Tyler? How old are you now?
I am 20.
So you're 20. So when did you decide you wanted to, you know, do automotive?
15 years
ago? Yeah. Like when you're a little kid. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You say 15? You were 5?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you grow up around this? Did you have parents?
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Oh, Fast and Furious. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that convinced a lot of people.
There you go. Yep. But anyway, that's Tyler Torres. Thank you, brother, for coming
on.
And you can hang out with us because we're talking about.
Tyler, yay.
You know, we're talking about the 5 top items that you just don't want to mess with on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Even if you think you can crack a six pack of beer and you're going to try to tackle these repairs.
Yep.
Please, people, you may want to reconsider.
And okay, so these 5, let's find out what they
are. Let's dive in. Yep. Number 1 is the timing belt.
Oh, I see. Now, hold on a second. That's a good point. Now, I told you the story before, but I'll make this really short.
Right.
1985, moving to Arizona. Brother has a 72 Pinto.
Oh,
timing belt problem. We left the car, traded it for a used tire.
72 Pinto. That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say.
Good thing we got a tire for it. We were lucky.
Yeah.
Used tire.
Yeah. So that timing belt is crucial. It does that, man. It times the engine, and it's kind of a hidden belt. You can't see it. It's not an accessory belt. Some of our listeners may say, hey, I'm going to change my serpentine belt. That's not on the list. That's not an impossible repair
for somebody. I wouldn't even know what one of those is.
Well, that's your drive belt, right? But the timing belt, it does that. It times the engine, the top of the engine to the lower of the motor. And the gig about that is the timing belt has to be aligned perfect.
Okay.
And if you don't get it right.
Well, that's why in my cousin Vinny, she's like 6 degrees to whatever.
Yeah, she's talking.
But what she
she's like my biological clock.
That's a BS question. It's a BS question.
Right. So the thing is, timing belts is not something you want to dance with. Because if you get it, the idea is this. You guys know, you guys are tuning in, you know that.
Top dead center, that's what she said.
It's all about risk. If I go on my roof trying to figure out my AC,
right.
I'm only risking a garden hose.
You're going to destroy it.
All right. Right. Now, that's the gig with your own little car repairs on the side.
Yep.
You don't want to go out there and start risking. Now, we watch a YouTube video and we get brave.
Sure.
And I'm not knocking it. There's
right. I mean, I'm not okay. knocking it. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was having the air conditioning problems in my my truck, I traded.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing I did was watch the YouTube video with that little can that you can buy at Big Lots.
Right.
Little, and didn't work out.
Big
Lots.
You want to know? I don't even want to begin to talk about
it. It was like $25 at Big Lots. I said, I fixed my air conditioning.
You are the worst.
Guess what?
Do it yourself. Yeah. Do it. So the idea is whenever we're trying to assess what we're doing, you guys know that you really got to figure out, okay, what's the risk? It's my first time doing this.
Right.
And if something goes wrong, what's the risk? What's the end result?
Right.
Now,
Here's what I would say. If I screw this up, it's really going to cost me money.
Yeah. So timing belts, don't try to be the big man or woman on campus.
Okay.
Stay away. Pay a garage to do that. It is a spendy repair because it's labor intensive. It's precision like work. It typically goes to the A dog in the shop. It goes to that master technician.
Does every car have a timing belt?
Not every car. You know, some cars have timing chains that, you know, which are not, that's a totally different
Every
topic.
Car has timing something.
But a timing belt needs to be replaced at certain mileage intervals. Typically in that 90 to 100,000 mile mark, you got to really consider if your car's got it. But definitely, look.
If I don't replace my timing belt, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, we're talking about the do-it-yourselfers.
Right.
Don't mess with it. But in regards to your question, you need to change the belt because engine damage can happen.
Okay.
Right? That's without putting a fear. You know, Wrench Nation isn't about putting a fear in people.
No.
But if you got a vehicle that's got 100,000 miles in that mileage mark, you really need to start considering the timing belt.
What I'm learning, because being a part of this show, is that, and you're right, because this has happened to me. I'm 45 years old this August. And every time I don't do these little repairs, it ends up costing me five times as much as it would have cost me to do the right repair in the first place, which would have saved the money.
That's right. So you want to, I mean, that's more preventative maintenance. You always want to ask as many questions.
I just
didn't
want to go to a car fix a place and get screwed over.
No. So you got to ask, and I always tell you, you know, the mantra of the show is always revert back to your owner's manual.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, that's sort of the guide. So 480-655-8870, we're doing the car quiz, people.
We want somebody to play the car quiz. Don't be afraid. I promise you. It won't be that hard. 480-655-8870. We got gift cards for you. You choose which one you want. Let's tackle another one of these
things. Well, the other thing, too, is we may want to try to get brave and tackle our shocks and struts.
Oh, I would have no clue what
to do. Now, dig this. In theory, if you know, just your level of do-it-yourself, shocks may not be as bad as struts. Struts is one of those mechanical items that there are some things to take apart. But the number one factor here.
Okay, which is the one that causes the car to go boing, 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 boing.
The
like
boing,
that.
Boing, boing.
Is that the shock?
Is your shock. Like we were talking about it. We did a live from inside the garage.
Oh, okay.
Facebook Live. We talked about, think about your mattress spring.
Yep.
It's a collapsed mattress spring. You're just not going to have the comfort. It's the same practice behind the shocks and struts. If the shocks and struts are worn, they go over, up and down, over road a million times.
Okay.
They're hydraulically charged.
Right.
They're gas charged, right?
You can feel it when you go over speed
bumps,
too.
So while we're on the subject, if you guys are driving, you've got clattering coming from your suspension, and it just feels like a harsh ride, more than likely you've got a shock or strut issue.
Okay.
The fact is, we're talking about those repairs you probably want to stay clear away from. Shocks and struts can get dangerous to do on your own if you're not careful. And I say this. Look, we get on a YouTube, as I said, and we're going to watch the video and everything. And I'm not suggesting that any of our listeners shouldn't tackle anything. I'm just trying to guide you guys in. This is a plane you don't want to fly. This could be a major, major problem. The other fact is it has to have an alignment after you do those shocks and struts. So you want to really, really be careful. When it comes to struts, they can actually turn into more of a dangerous situation if you're trying to tackle this in your driveway. I will tell you that the shocks and struts, we talked about this on our Inside the Garage Facebook Live. We talked about the fact that if you want to restore your ride without buying a new ride with a new car payment, shocks and struts, man, that's one of the things that you can do for your ride. Now, they can get expensive if you're paying, but man, it's less expensive to hang with getting your struts and shocks done than
how about every time you need
a
repair, just trade your car off.
Yeah, I know. There's some thought.
I don't think I can afford that.
Yeah. So we're taking your car questions. If you
That's
guys
not
have
realistic, I'm sorry.
Car questions, 480-655-8870. We've got gifts. We've got prizes. We got all kinds of stuff.
Is your AC smelly? Are your belts squeaking? Are you getting a bumpy ride, making some noise? Are you looking to buy a used car? Need some advice? 480-655-8870. So far, we want somebody to play the car quiz. Come on, call us. We'll give you prizes. 480-655-8870. No one's lined up to play yet.
That's all good.
You can come in and play.
Worst case.
Right now.
I will test you.
Well, yeah. I like to see how well I'm doing. I've come a long way.
You've come a long way. You mentioned sweaty AC, and we've got Tyler here. Tyler's hanging with us. Tyler is, I thought I was the sweaty pig in the garage. I mean, I sweat.
I mean, I do too.
I'm just pouring.
I'm sweating in class.
Tyler has to change. Tyler's going through changing uniforms. What do you got? Once or twice a day? Easy.
Usually about once a day.
This poor guy. And so somebody chimed in our comment section on Facebook and said, drink pickle juice. I don't know if there's any validity to it, but Tyler did a good job changing. So
pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
I went home love and took pickles, a shower dude. Before this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be in a room with you guys.
He looked like he was working in a mine somewhere in South America. It was just horrible. I felt bad.
Do you still use Gojo?
Yeah,
you ever heard of that?
That
was like in the 70s.
So there, you're talking about hand cleaners.
Yeah.
There's a whole array of professional grade where there's, you know.
I just remember Gojo.
Yeah, that's still out there. But that stuff will mess you up.
Yeah.
Gojo will crack your hands and everything.
Oh, really?
We have conditioners in ours. But anyway, that's the story with Tyler sweating like a you know what. And if you guys are trying to tackle your repairs, let's recap. Timing belts, stay away. Shocks and struts, please. Stay away from that repair. That's dangerous stuff.
We're going to do a quick break. We've got some people on hold. Come back, play the car quiz with us here on Wrench Nation. You can call 2-480-655-8870. Got a song here from 5 Seconds of Summer. Doesn't this sound like Heart?
Oh, yeah. It's got
check that out, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Funky old classic 70s
funkiness
there.
Up in here.
On 88.7 The Pulse. We'll be right back.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
And we do have some questions here on 88.7 The Pulse and Wrench Nation. We start off with Katie. Katie, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Phoenix.
From Phoenix. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Wrench Nation.
Katie, thanks for calling in.
What kind of car do you have?
I have, well, I'm trying to sell a Saturn Ion 2007, and that's what my question is about. The car has a few issues, and I was wondering at what point do I fix it, or is it not worth fixing it before I sell it?
That's a great question. Look, there's two ways to go about this. I think it's horrible when somebody doesn't say, hey, these are wrong. These are problems I have with my car.
If you're selling it, I hope you're planning on telling the person what's wrong with it.
There's a lot of funny business that way, and it's great, Katie. We know that really your question's at heart, and it's saying, hey, listen, do I fix this for the next person to own it? And look, everyone has a different threshold. I'm an advocate of declaring to the next person, hey, listen, this is the inspection. This is what needs to be done. Now, the problem with that, Katie, is it may drive down the price of the vehicle.
Yes.
Right? So let's say the 07 Ion, what kind of price are you getting? You're trying to get $3,500, maybe $3,200?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is then the buyer is going to try to come in and knock you down. This is what I say. Keep it safe. If your brakes are just shot, that's something you got to address. Otherwise, you're selling a used vehicle, and I don't think it's a good idea to overspend. And I think you should leave that for that negotiation.
And what are the issues with the car?
Yeah.
The ABS check light is on, but the brakes work fine. And the window on the driver's side had to be disabled because it was jamming the door.
Okay. You know, again, as far as the ABS and check engine light, technically that's not a raw safety issue.
Right.
Your brace braking will always work. The engineers have designed that way. The ABS light is just, if you're in Alaska and you want traction control, it's not going to work.
Right.
That may be a problem.
Have you had it checked out and quoted and they said, hey, the ABS light doesn't matter that it's on, everything's fine?
Well, when I brought it in, they always make it seem that it is a big thing because
of
the light. But I know for that it's not a big deal.
Good for you.
But, you know,
good
I think when people look and they see a light on your dash.
They do. The thing is emissions. Worried. The check engine light may be a problem. You said the check engine light was coming on?
No, just
ABS. Okay.
The ABS light.
So listen, the way I would do this, and I think this is solid advice, A, you shouldn't overspend. You're selling this. You want to move on and get something new. But just, you know, make the buyer aware. Look, the fact is the person that's going to buy this 07 Ion is going to be somebody that needs to get from point A to B. It's probably not going to be a vehicle that they're going to road trip in on a regular basis.
Right, they're not going coast to coast.
You know, so be reasonable. Yeah. The other thing is just be really cautious if you're getting on a Craigslist and trying to dispatch this out for sale on Craigslist. You know, you what I say to folks is if you're selling a vehicle on Craigslist, you're going to meet close. You're going to be by a bank. It's cash. You want to be in a public area. Don't put your home address and all that kind of stuff. So I say don't spend unless it's major safety. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
I say tell them that it's tell them what's wrong. And I don't think these two things are going to make that huge of a difference in the price you're going to get.
And the window. Oh, thank you. I think the window will be okay for you. All right, Katie, thanks for calling. We got a prize for you. Hang on.
Hang on a second. We've got Rusty on the phone. Hello, Rusty. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Scottsdale.
South Scottsdale. Well, thanks for calling in. What kind of vehicle you have?
It's a 2003 Buick Park Avenue Ultra.
Oh, wow. Nice. You know, my parents had a Park Avenue in the early 90s.
I love the old Buicks.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I think that was a great year for Buick Park Avenue as far as that V6 that they had in there. I mean, they would leak a little oil and stuff, but, man, there's a lot of motor for that. So what do you got going on with that one, Rusty?
Well, I looked at it one rainy day. It was sitting up on the corner, and it's exactly what I wanted. My dad drove a 72 Buick Electra.
Wow, wait a minute. We want the 72. Where's dad at? We need the 72, Rusty.
He's up in Eber.
All right.
In Eber Overgard.
All right.
He want to share that.
So
he's not sharing that.
Some 44 years later, I have my dream car, and it doesn't have a V6. It has the 3800 series engine in it.
The V6, the 3.8 V6. Right. Go ahead. Yes.
I researched it. I guess brand new, it was a $42,000 vehicle, but I bought it for $3,000 about.
Wow. All right. So what's happening with it? What's going on with it?
Well, basically, it was a car from New York, and from the rear floorboard back, the stability system is totally rusted.
Oh, okay.
But I think the frame is fine, and then it did have a wheel bearing issue, but other than that, it drove wonderful.
Right. Well, let me ask you, are the passengers in the back, can they see the ground as it's driving? Is it that bad? How bad is it?
It's just, I guess that car on that big of a frame weighing that much is made to be able to traverse over hills and ditches and stay level. But because that's all rusted, it doesn't work. So I don't know how much I would invest in that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And also.
Yes, go ahead.
The most pressing issue is I was driving south on 67th and a truck veered into my lane and I hit a curb square on. So it made a bit of a little sled out of the frame because it hit straight on in the frame, and the bottom ball joint and transmission stayed intact. But the upper iron piece,
the control arm,
it was, the wheel was at a 45 degree angle. I was able to drive 500 feet and then 300 into a residential area.
It's time to ask those questions, Rusty, with the frame issue. Rusting and oxidizing. Rusty's got some rust on the Buick Park Avenue, baby. You got to ask yourself a serious question, man. You got to say, well, how far am I going to dance with this financially? That's the fact. Why are you so needing this Buick, Rusty? What's up?
Well, it was what my dad always drove and my grandparents always drove.
Okay, so it's the same.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is going
to... I'd like to do, my ultimate plan is to buy a estate wagon with the panels the last year.
Where's the Brady Bunch music?
And take the whole frame car.
Oh, God. That's mad scientist stuff going on right there, buddy.
Put Bertha Sue's nose on the front of it. But right now I need to get this wheel from being a 45-degree angle, and I don't know whether I could take that iron piece out myself.
All right, so listen, I'm going to refer you out to Matt Radman. All right, so when you get with Bree, Matt Radman owns a collision shop. He's a great guy. He may be able to help you out with the suspension. Is this something you thought about doing yourself?
I did.
Okay.
It also needs it had a warped caliper when I took it up in the mountains.
All right, so find another Buick. Go to the wrecking yard. You're going to buy LKQ, like kind quality, fancy for used. Mm-hmm. Get a whole spindle. As long as there's not frame damage, pop the spindle. That's your lower control arm, ball joint spindle. Get your upper, get that whole knuckle, that whole hub assembly on that one side.
From the wheel well out to the wheel.
There you go. As long as the frame is not whacked too hard.
No, it's not that bad.
There you go. And if you want a weekend warrior that, man, pop a beer, do it. Go for it.
Well, I want to pimp the ride and be able to have the state wagon have a movie screen come out. If somebody's got a broken or a taillight out, I'll say pull over and a accessory will come out with all the bolts and star wrenches and then maybe
yeah.
Car,
well, it sounds like you got Thanksgiving.
I love that retro stuff, man. He's got the Brady Bunch music, by the way.
Yeah, he's got the mechanical Thanksgiving in his backyard. Gonna happen with that. I think you can wrap it up there, Rusty. I think you can handle it. Make sure you get an alignment. And we appreciate you listening to the show, bro.
We got one more call. Mark's on the phone. Mark, where are you calling from, my friend?
Well, my friend, this is a long-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller. You knew I was going to say that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, you knew it.
Yeah, Mark, what is happening? We appreciate you, Mr. Mark.
Yes. What part of the valley?
I was going to ask you about what's the best kind of brakes. You can leave that for your listeners. But actually what I'm doing is I'm just finishing up putting a fuel pump in on that Taurus.
Oh, yeah. Look at you go. Yeah.
So pray with me, brother. Pray with me.
Are you talking about dropping the gas tank?
Yes, sir.
Did you work out? Did you get your workout on?
Yeah. I'm going to put Susie under there.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, listen, it's all good. Just be safe with all that. That's the key. You know, I don't have that as one of those repairs to stay away from. Look, if you're going to tackle some stuff on your own, just be safe. I think what happens is we forget stuff can be dangerous. It's heavy. It's just nasty.
Are brakes one of your no-nos?
Well, brakes are on there. And I'll tell you why. It's because the thing about brakes is brake pads can be easily replaced. Look, the bottom line, people, is we may feel confident in nut and bolt replacements.
Right.
It's nuts and bolts. However, what happens when something doesn't go right? Where's the experience in how to get out of trouble?
Sure.
So, Mark, you're doing your fuel tank, and you put everything back together. And let's say that O-ring doesn't seat in its seat for that fuel pump to slide and slot into, and you're driving it. Now you got fuel delivery. It starts. It runs great. And then within a month, you're like, holy cow, I got a fuel leak. You know, so you're back into it. There's little oddities to a repair that, just like anything else in life, right, comes with experience. Mark, you rock, man. And you're telling me you didn't drink? You didn't have a beer or something when you were doing that repair?
I'm still doing repair. I actually got too hot. What I was going to do, though, because Delphi actually gives you the entire kit, including the
ring. Want that. Yeah, the whole module. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yes. I saw this, and a friend of mine told me he did the same thing. So what he told me was, before I actually even started up, I want to just turn that key over about two or three times.
You want to prime it. You want to turn the key on. So what happens on that is multi-port injection. When you turn the key on, you're energizing. You're sending 12 volts to the pump. And what it'll do is it'll prime all the lines. They're all dry. You need to take some pictures of that one. I'd like to see that Mr. Mark under his Ford Taurus doing his champion fuel pump.
His first question was, what are the best brakes to buy?
Did you? Okay, I didn't hear that. I do apologize.
It was.
I'm an advocate for Centric. Centric, the Centric Posi Quiet brand, is an amazing. Hasn't failed us. The thing with brake pads is, you know, look, like buying shoes. You can buy an $8 brake pad. They're out there.
I buy the Callahan ones from Tommy Boy movie.
You know, the thing with brake pads is,
you're too young. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You want to follow the manufacturer spec. So, you know, you got a cheapy organic, you got the semi-metallic, you got the metallic, you got ceramic is what we use because it handles the heat well. But there are some other issues with that. But if you're looking for a solid brand, I you know, we use Centric Posi Quiets in the garage. I'm not knocking the other brands. I'm just giving you my experience. I don't have a whole lot of cars returning for goofy things like brake squeaks or things like that. One thing I'd add about the Centric Posi Quiet, Centric. You can buy those. Yeah, so Pronto Parts Authority. Pronto Parts Authority, retail outfit, also serves the wholesale market. Go into a Parts Authority outfit, and you'll pick up a Centric Posi Quiets for that. One thing I'll add to that, make sure you resurface the rotors every time. Don't pad slap, because you're going to have some noise. The other thing to that is, get you the hardware kit. All the springs, clips necessary for that repair. Just don't go in there with a pair of brake pads. Do what's right for the job. And if you're not sure, ask your parts counter guy. He'll say, hey, by the way, you should do this, you should do this, without feeling like you felt upsold. Boy, this is a do-it-yourself show.
It is. Awesome job. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, man. We always send out the love. We appreciate our listeners. And, hey, we love the do-it-yourself for questions. Yep. If you can't make it into a garage.
Well, it's about empowering your car conundrum thingy.
And you guys know we have a great network of automotive repair facilities, collision facilities, not only here in the Valley, but across the country. So if you're watching this later on YouTube.
I mean, I'm pretty proud that one time, or two times, in my Dodge Rams, when I replaced my own little what do you call it down there, the fan motor?
Look at
you. For the air conditioning?
Look at him. He did his own blower motor.
I did that. Hey, blower motor. There you go.
Well, they're not too bad.
They're not too bad, because all it really was a plug-in and some screws.
But don't get bold.
Oh, I'm not going to replace the entire compressor.
Next thing you know, I'm going to get a text message.
I can't do that.
Frank, I'm pulling out the radiator. So
this thing's on warranty for 30,000 more miles. So
we
I'm
still
not
got a
it.
Car quiz up in here. 480-655-8870.
And we got Greg Buckley. So, and we got to finish the topic. So we'll be back after this on 88.7. Yeah. The Pulse. More Wrench Nation.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7. The Pulse.
88.7 The Pulse, it is Wrench Nation. Steve and Frank, 480-655-8870 is our number. Wrench Nation on Facebook, Wrench Nation on Twitter, and WrenchNation.tv.
So we're going to recap real quick. We talked about the timing belt, people. That's a technical repair. That's open heart surgery. Stay away from that. If you want to champion that, just be cautious. Stay away from that. Doing that in your own little driveway could be a problem. Shocks and struts more so than anything, can be dangerous, can be tough. So please be aware of that.
You said there were five.
Yeah.
Repairs should stay away. I think we covered, three?
Right.
All right. Well, let's cover another one. Should we bring our guest in first?
Let's bring
Greg.
He can
join us?
Yeah.
Oh, on the phone. Whoa. From Delaware.
All right. This is Greg Buckley's on the phone.
The blue hen of Delaware.
Yes, baby. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
You went on vacation. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you
go? Oh, man. Delaware.
Vacation in Delaware. I mean, geez, it's like an hour and a half. You're across the state, look, pretty much, isn't it?
It's right. Yeah, I tell you what, we've got some of the best beaches in the country. I think we're ranked number three.
Yeah, you guys do.
Wow, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful. That. So we just took some time off and just relaxed and had some fun and
And the thing is, great. Greg, the listeners really want to know, what is the drink of choice when you're hanging out on the beach? What were you drinking out there, babe?
Dewey Devils.
Huh?
Dewey Devils.
All right. That's
What's a Dewey Devil?
Yeah.
The Dewey Devil. It's a frozen drink.
Okay.
With some 151 rum.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. A little.
That's why you were wearing
vodka.
I saw your Facebook post.
All frozen up. What's that?
You were all shaded out. You had your sunglasses on everywhere you went.
We hit the sunset. Yeah, man. So the Dewey Devil's it. Then you got, of course, you got a version of a hurricane down there.
All right.
Then you got the Saturday jam sessions at the Bottle and Cork, which is it's called the greatest rock and roll bar in the world. And wow, they put on some phenomenal acts. It's a small beach town. I mean, it's less than a half a mile long, this one town called Dewey.
So it's like everybody knows everybody on that beach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
And it's really cool. So it's a great experience. If you ever come out this way, Delaware beaches are absolutely the best.
You're going to be out here in September. You guys listening. Yeah. Greg is going to be in studio coming soon.
We'll take him to our beach.
We don't do the double doers. We just do old fashioned tequila, baby.
Yeah. You know, if you got a blender and some ice, I can probably.
All right. Well,
we
may just happen to
with the worm, right?
There you go.
Right,
oh yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
When you come out here, Greg, we're gonna drink it up with a little tequila, baby.
There you go. I'm all in that. That'd be good for Jose Cuervo.
You guys make sure to check out Greg Buckley, Buckley's Auto Care. Buckley's is out of Delaware. Wilmington, Delaware. And Greg, you know, we're talking about some of those repairs you probably don't want to really mess with in your garage. You know, we talked about timing belts. We talked about shocks and struts. We talked about brakes. What would you tell folks, man, to stay clear away from? Don't even try it.
Well, before I get into anything, I just want to give a shout out to Tyler.
Give him a round of applause for Tyler.
Tyler rocks. I was listening to that man. That young man's got full of passion. If we could get more kids like that, parents, take a listen to that passion and bring. Don't be afraid to bring your kids to our profession. We're a great group. So
yeah, Tyler, you rock,
Tyler, forever.
Thank you. We're proud to have Tyler, and thank you,
yeah,
buku
awesome,
gratitude,
awesome work.
Greg.
So listen, man, if I had to, you know, there's so many things that you really can't touch anymore, or you shouldn't touch on a vehicle. You can do brakes. That could be something that you could muddle yourself through.
A certain degree,
To a certain degree. Anything electronics, stay away from completely. Mm-hmm. Even to the point of replacing, and this is getting to the point now, even some of your minor light bulbs that you used to be able to take in and out with ease,
right?
They're now encased in really hard plastics that are molded to the body of the car.
Oh. Yeah, they just made it difficult for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have a really easy access point, or you don't have the tools to wedge out those lenses, you can do some serious damage.
You're going to butcher
and
it,
those
right?
Lenses,
yeah, and again, to save, you know, 50 costs you 500 later. I want to give our listeners and our viewers on YouTube a perspective here on what we're talking about. You mentioned some of the electrical and diagnostic stuff to stay away from. The space shuttle had, what, 1 million lines of code? An F-35 Raptor fighter pilot has about 35 million lines of code.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A modern-day vehicle, 100 million lines of code. That means that there's a network going on there, people. So when you go in and you get your little code pull and you think you're just going to throw in a part, you got to be careful because everything is communicating with each other and without the proper...
And you can't interrupt it. You can't interrupt it because the car will not function the way that it was designed to, and it could be a major safety situation that could cause failure or just be a check engine light or an inconvenience, something to that effect. So, you know, it used to be a lot easier to work on the vehicles, and even as professionals, sometimes we get irritated at the level of intensity we have to go to order to correct the problem. So if we're having struggles with it, gosh knows you're all having trouble.
Some people don't understand that in order to get to some of these cars with their headlights and stuff,
you got
to go through a lot on a lot of cars.
You do.
You do. You really do.
And again, I'm not knocking YouTube, but some of those YouTube videos make it look like, man, it's just like throwing meat in a microwave. Just press this button and bam. No, what we're talking about, it's just life in general. I'm not going to go on my roof and try to fix my AC unit. I'm not a home AC heating guy. Now, I want to
But you got to understand, I mean, you grow up with your parents with these old cars in the 70s and everything, and they could fix a lot more than you could fix now.
Yeah.
And so you sit there and go, oh, I could fix this, and somebody tells you you can, and you believe it.
Yeah. You know, Steve, you bring up a great point, because a lot of times what happens is when you're out and you're looking for advice, the first person you go to may be your parents or your in-laws or your Uncle Bob, your Uncle Jimmy.
My Uncle Cyril.
And of course, right, and the worst words he's going to say is, you don't need to do any of that.
Right.
Let me take a look at it. Let me tell you what to do. And before you know it, you're very confused. You know, and the thing is, here's a couple of cases of points. Just, it was yesterday, I took a call from an older woman who was trying to price out. She calls up and she says, I think I have a bad transmission. So, you know, we go through the steps of saying, well, you know, what vehicle, make, model, how many miles? What did you hear? Well, it sounds like an airplane. How much is it for a transmission? And we get into this 10 minutes into the conversation.
There you go.
And I'm saying, ma'am, I said, what made you think you have a transmission? And I said, why are you scaring yourself?
Right. Yeah.
So I think I came up with a new word. Hypocardriacs.
I like that.
give him a clap for that one.
I like that. Hypocardriacs.
Hypocardriacs.
And I told her, I said, you're not a hypochondriac, you're a hypocardriac. She started laughing and having a good time. We got into the conversation.
Right.
But the problem is that she scared herself out of really coming in for a professional repair.
We got to remind people, too. We talk about this on the show all the time, and we can't say enough. When you're calling around for car service, car maintenance, repair, it isn't how much is this particular transmission or brake job going to be. It's how much does it cost, guys, to find out what's wrong with my car. Give the symptoms.
Right.
I'm telling you. And it's a hard thing to grasp, because as consumers, we're just so price trained. We really are. I mean, if the beer is $4 to $5, it's $4 to $5. And somebody comes around and it's $8. It's like, we're price trained. So we got to be careful. As consumers for service, we got to be careful. Greg, you rock, man. I can't wait to have you out here in September, baby.
All right. I can't wait to get out there, guys.
It's going to be awesome. Hopefully, it'll only be 115 degrees.
Yeah.
I'll bring plenty of Dewey Devil with me.
And all tequila. Right, we'll give us shots. Right on.
And tequila. You got it.
All right. Greg. Thanks for being on, man. Talk to you next time.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye. See you now.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Oh, my goodness. And this is in tribute to my Otis. My Otis had passed on, my boxer.
Yeah, this past weekend.
So, you know what? We love Otis. He's in doggy heaven. And
let me tell you,
this is kind of weird, but these dogs took an owner's car on a joyride right through a Walmart. Now, how did that happen? Well, these two puppies were hanging out. They were left alone in a car.
Oh.
They looked at each other.
I worried about this before when I left my dogs in a running car.
They were in the car, and they looked at each other, and they said,
We're gonna go for a ride.
They watched the owner walk into the Walmart, and somehow, some way, it's almost impossible, but they kicked it into gear, and they just went for a joyride right into a Walmart. And no charges are being filed against the woman. There was minimal damage.
Or the dogs.
But everyone goes home safely. Nobody hurt, and that's the key. So there is your weird automotive news here.
I love that. All right, we'll see you next week on Wrench Nation. Wrench Nation on Facebook. Wrench Nation on Twitter. By the way, if you text, what do we text? Text Wrench to 480-655-8870. You'll be part of the Wrench Posse.
And you'll
have a brand new group we're putting together.
Special privileges, people. Inside gifts. All kinds of coupons
as well. Wrench to 480-655-8870. Be one of the first members, if you do it today, of the Wrench Posse.
That's right, guys. Be safe. Enjoy.
See you next week on Wrench Nation.